我们很感谢主的恩典。
We thank the grace of God.
当在2021年开始的时候
，At the starting of this year，
我们又能够来到他的面前。
We're able to come before Him.
主就是我们的一切。
The Lord is our all.
所以我们这一年当中，真的需要，多多的来倚靠他。
So that we're depend on Him more this year.
正是刚才诗歌所唱的。
Just like the hymn we sing just now.
主一直在想到我们。
The Lord is thinking of us.
所以我们心里头就很甜美。
Our heart is filled with sweetness.
那我们也有把握能够靠着主走过前面这个路程。
So we're confident that.Depending on the Lord, we can walk the path ahead of us.
我们来读一段圣经。
We'll read a passage together.
在约翰福音第十三章。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章。
John 13.
我们要读第一节到第十七节。
Verse 1 to verse 17.
我们就读这一段。
We'll read this section.
就翻到以后，请 Barry 给我们读。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having already put it in the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper.And laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him,You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet,Taking his garments and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master.Nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
好，我们圣经就读这一段。
So the Bible will read.
等一下我们还读另外别的圣经。
We will read others later on.
这个就今天我要想交通的主题。
This is the theme that I want to fellowship with you today.
洗脚。
Wash feet.
那么当这一段的经文这个。在这段经文所处的时间
The timing for this passage
跟前十二章是不同的
Is different from the previous 12 chapters
这是已经来到主耶稣的最后服事的最后的要上十字架前的一天了
This is the last day of the Lord's ministry before he goes onto the cross
在约翰福音第一章到第十二章
John from chapter 1 to 12
是耶稣在犹太人中间这个公开的服事
is the public ministry of our Lord Jesus for the Jews
然后我们看到到第十三章
We'll see that in chapter 13
我们看到主耶稣就把这个重点就转过来了。
The Lord turned his focus around.
他就转到对门徒的私下的服事。
He turned to serve the disciples privately.
这是主耶稣在上十字架的前一天。
This is a day before the Lord goes to the cross.
在这个场合底下他跟门徒一块是逾越节的宴席。
Under this circumstance, the Lord had a Passover feast with the disciples.
而且在这个时间，他跟门徒有交通。
And that at this time he had fellowship with his disciples.
也有很重要的教导。
There are many important teachings.
在第一节到第三节这个几节圣经里头
Between verse 1 and 3
耶稣讲到 三件事情
The Lord Jesus said three things
第一节就讲到是第一件事情
Verse 1 said the first thing
他说耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了
It says now before the feast of Passover that Jesus knew that his hour had come
耶稣知道他要离开世界要到父那里去了
Jesus knew that his hour had come and he should depart from this world to the Father
这个时候就是一个 hour
This hour
就指的一个特定的时候
That this is a specific hour
而且是有一个很重要的事情要发生的时候
This hour there's a very important thing that is going to happen
约翰常常在这本书里头讲到这个时候
In the Gospel of John John many times he said hour
他有一个时候
There is an hour
在第二章
In chapter 2
讲到这个在迦纳婚宴的时候
The wedding feast at Cana
当这个酒都用完了
When they have exhausted the wine
他的母亲就来告诉他
His mother came to him
酒用完了
We have no more wine
耶稣就跟他说
And Jesus said to him
那母亲我与你何干呢
A woman what part do I have with you
我的时候还没到
My time has not yet come
那个地方他用了我的时候还没到
That part he said my hour has not yet come
在那个时候还不是耶稣要显要这个得荣耀的时候
because that time is not the time for Jesus to show his glory
等到第七章的时候
chapter 7
当耶稣在犹太人当中他们要捉拿他的时候
when the Jews are trying to capture Jesus
他就离开了
he left them
他们就没有办法捉拿到他
so the Jews couldn't get him
因为说时候还没有到
because the Bible said his hour had not yet come
这个时候就是他要为罪人受苦受害的时候还没到
that hour is that for him to suffer and to be killed for the sinners
但是在这个第十三章
but here chapter 13
他说耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了
Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart from this world
耶稣说这个时候现在就要到了
The Lord said the hour now is coming
而且这个时候就是他要上十字架为罪人死的时候
This hour is that he will go to the cross and die for the sinners
而且也是荣耀父的时候
This also is the hour to glorify the Father
而且也是他要完成父给他托付的工作的时候
This is also the time for him to accomplish the work that the Father has entrusted to him
这个就是一个重要的时候
This is the important hour
在耶稣心里头很清楚
In the heart of Jesus he was very clear about this
因为他一生从生下来降生一直到现在他一直是为了这个时候
Because from the time he was born until this time he's working for this hour
这就是一个钉十字架的时候
This is the time of the cross
他是离开世界的时候
And the time for he to depart from the world
他要回到父那里去
And to return to the Father
父差遣他的儿子来到世上
Father sent his son to this world
现在这个儿子要回到父那里去
The son now needs to return
那个地方是一个圣洁一个充满了爱的地方
That place is a holy and filled with love
而且那个地方是他跟父同享荣耀的地方
It's also a place where he will share the glory with his father
耶稣知道自己到了这样的时候
Jesus knew that his hour has come
他并没有因着要钉十字架他要受的痛苦他心里面觉得难过
He was not saddened by the suffering that he was to face
但是他却是因着看到这个摆在前面的喜乐
But he saw the pleasure that is ahead of him
所以他就轻看十字架的羞辱
So he looked light upon the shame on the cross
顺服父的旨意
He obeyed the commandment of the Father
回到父那里去
Go back to the return to the Father
这是耶稣讲的第一件事情
This is the first thing
第二件事情还是在第一节里头
Second thing is also in verse 1
他说他既然爱世间属自己的人就爱他们到底
Having loved his own who were in the world he loved them to the end
这个到底这个字 非常的重要。
The word to the end is very important.
这个 to the end 不是单单说到这个时间方面。
To the end is not just a timing thing.
一直爱下去的意思。
It means to love you to the end.
到这个离开世界的时候。
Until he left the world.
或者说等到我们离开世界的时候，主一直在爱我们。
When we leave the world, the Lord continues to love us.
也包括有意思，就是在各方面他都爱我们到底。
It also means that in all aspects of our life, he loves us to the end.
门徒是属于主的。
Disciples belong to the Lord.
所以主呢就特别的爱他们。
And the Lord loved them especially.
因为这个时候当他要离开回到父那里去。
Because this hour that he's to depart and return to the Father.
但是门徒还留在世上。
The disciples are still left in the world.
门徒在世上要面对很多的难处。
The disciples are going to face a lot of difficulties.
我们看到在这个事情以前。
We see that before this incident.
那些门徒啊还在路上争论谁为大。
The disciples were arguing on their way, who is the greatest.
在这个事情以后,
after this incident,
主耶稣要被捉拿以前,
before Jesus was captured,
彼得已经, 主耶稣知道彼得要三次的否认主。
Jesus also knew that Peter will deny him three times.
而且这一章也提到,
in this chapter it also mentioned,
这个魔鬼已经把出卖耶稣的心放在彼得放在犹大里头了。
The devil having already put in the heart of Judas.
所以你看看这个在门徒中间的情形。
We see that the condition of the disciples.
要有人要否认主。
Someone is going to deny the Lord.
有人要出卖主。
Someone is going to betray the Lord.
他们还不懂得十字架的意思。
They don't understand the meaning of the cross.
而且他们还争论谁为大。
They're still arguing who's the greatest.
主耶稣要离开他们的。
The Lord is about to depart them.
面对这样的难处。
Facing these difficulties.
实在是需要主的爱。
They really like, they really need the love of the Lord.
主不爱他们。
If the Lord doesn't love them.
让他们自己来面对这些困难。
And left them alone to face these difficulties.
那我们想这些门徒的话一定是没有法站住的。
We think that these disciples can't stand.
所以他说他就爱他们到底。
That he says he loved them to the end.
所以在这个逾越节的宴席的上面他就跟他们教导了很多方面的事情。
So at the feast of the Passover, he taught them many things.
鼓励他们。
Encouraged them.
提醒他们。
Reminded them.
加力量给他们。
Strengthening them.
就是让他们主耶稣这么爱他们，让他们也能跟随主到终点。
The Lord loved them this much so that they can follow the Lord to the end.
这是主的爱。
This is the love of the Lord.
今天主的爱对我们也是一样。
Today it's the same, the Lord's love.
我们是属于主的人。
We are His people.
弟兄姊妹，我们知不知道主的爱？
Brothers and sisters, do we know the love of the Lord?
到底我们对主的爱知道有多少？
How much of this love do we know?
常常我们是觉得在顺利的时候觉得主很爱我。
Usually when are in our good conditions, we think the Lord loves us.
等到我们一有难处的时候好像觉得主好像不爱我了。
When we encounter difficulties, we think that the Lord seems don't like us anymore.
前些时候我们去看一个福音朋友。
A few days ago, we went to see a gospel friend.
他得了癌症。
He had cancer.
已经到了很晚很晚的时间了。
So he's at his end time.
你看到他的脸呢、都是黑的。
You see his face is all darkened.
那我们就跟他很愿意来相信。
He really want to believe.
那就他的太太就问到一个问题了。
So his wife asked the question.
他说耶稣神爱我们。
That God loves us.
但是我就不明白为什么我们会有这么多的难处。
I don't understand why do we still have this many difficulties.
我很能体会他里面的心情。
I can understand his feelings.
因为他们的难处实在是太大了。
Because their difficulties were great.
一天一天看见他的先生的健康一天天的衰退。
Day by day you see his husband's health deteriorating.
神整个真的爱我们吗？
Does God really love us?
是的，我们会在这个时候 觉得神爱不爱我们。
Yes, we would doubt that whether or not the Lord loves us.
但是我们从深处来想一想。
But we think at a deeper level.
我们就相信主说的话是真的。
We believe that what he said is true.
他对每一个属他的人都没有例外。
There's no exceptions for all the believers.
每一个属主的人。
Everyone who belongs to the Lord.
你都可以相信。主爱你就爱你到底。
You would believe that the Lord loves you and loves you to the end.
主不会放弃你。
The Lord will not abandon you.
主也不会离开你。
The Lord will not leave you alone.
他爱你就爱你到底。
He loved you, he will love you to the end.
很多时候在困难的时候。
Many times in our difficulties.
我什么事情都不能做的时候。
There's nothing I could do.
我就回到主的面前。
I will return to God.
我知道主是爱我的。
I know that the Lord loves me.
虽然现在看不见这事情能够怎么样的解决。
Though I don't see how this situation can be resolved.
没有什么答案。
I don't see the answer.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
主借这样的话，他说爱我们就爱我们到底。
The Lord said he loved them to the end.
一直爱下去。
I love them to the end.
任何情况下他都爱我们。
Under any circumstances, he loves us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要宝贵这句话。
Brothers and sisters, we need to treasure this.
把这句话深深地藏在我们里面。
We need to remember this deep in our heart.
你想到主的爱，你就有力量了。
When we think of this love, we have strength.
你想到主的爱，你就有盼望了。
When we think of the Lord's love, we will have hope.
当你软弱的时候，
When we're in our weaknesses,
多多地想到主的爱。
We need to consider more and more of this love.
主耶稣讲的第三件事情。
The third thing the Lord said
是在第三节说的。
Is in verse 3.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands,
且知道自己是从父出来的，又要归到父那里去。
And that he had come from God and was going to God.
就是耶稣知道父已经把万有都交在他手里了。
Jesus knows that Father has given him all things.
这个一切的事情
all things
包括了一切所有的能力
including all power.
主耶稣不但是爱我们一直爱到底。
Jesus doesn't just love us to the end.
而且他有父已经将所有的事情所有的能力都给了主了。
And the Father had also given all things, all power into his hands.
虽然我们会遇到这个撒旦的攻击引诱试探
Do we encounter the attack from Satan, the temptations and trials?
撒旦的能力比我们大
Satan has more power than us.
我们也会在我们身里头有肉体。
Within us, we also have flesh.
这个肉体就常常叫我们做我们不愿意做的事情。
The flesh also causes us to do the things that I don't want to do.
做神所不喜欢的事情。
To do the things that doesn't please God.
肉体的能力也很大。
The power of the flesh is also great.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
父已经把所有的能力都赐给了主了。
Father had given all things, all power into his son.
所以主的能力就能够胜过一切撒旦和肉体的能力。
The power of the Lord will overcome all the power of Satan and flesh.
而且他的能力是我们可以来支取的。
That this power we can receive.
我们也可以靠着主给我们的能力也能够胜过肉体，也能够胜过撒旦。
Depending on his power, we can also overcome Satan and flesh.
而且不但主有能力，
Not only the Lord has power,
他现在要回到父那里去了。
He is going to return to the Father.
他从神出来又要回到神那里去。
He had come from God and was going to God.
他回到神那里仍然是我们的能力。
He returned to God is also still our strength.
不但主耶稣跟门徒在地上的时候，主是他们的能力。
Not only that when he was on earth, he was the disciples' strength.
他回到父那里去了，仍然是我们的能力。
he returned to God, he's still our power.
为什么我们常常要来到神的面前祷告呢？
Why do we usually come before God and pray to him?
我们在服事以前常常要祷告呢？
Before we serve the Lord, we need to pray.
因为我们需要主的能力。
Because we need his power.
虽然他现在在天上。
Even though that he's in heaven now.
但是同样的我们可以从他得到能力。
But we still can receive this power from him.
前面讲到他爱我们爱到底。
It says he loved us and loved us to the end.
但是他还有能力来爱我们。
He also have this power to love us.
我们人呢也想很爱别人。
As humans, we want to love others.
好像这个父母一样很爱他的孩子。
Just like parents, they love their kids.
愿意为孩子做一切的事情。
Willing to do anything for their kids.
甚至在孩子病的时候。
In the sicknesses of their child.
有些这个妈妈就会说，我宁可替他病。
Some mother would say, I'd rather be sick instead of him.
孩子那么发那么高烧，那么辛苦。心里头是在母亲很痛。
Thinking that her child is having this high fever and the mother's heart aches.
但是她能不能够替孩子病呢？
But can she replace the child?
她没有这个能力。
She doesn't have that power.
她有这个心愿。
She has the willingness.
但是她没有能力。
She doesn't have the power.
但我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
她不但爱我们到底。
Not only he loves us to the end.
而且她有能力。能够爱我们到底。
He also has this power to love us to the end.
所以我们看见主耶稣在这一个地方给我们看见他有三说了有三件事情。
So we see three things of the Lord has said.
那么我们到下面就看见耶稣就为门徒洗脚了。
So we continue on to the washing of feet.
那我们就要思想一下这个洗脚的属灵的意义是什么？
We need to think about the spiritual meaning of washing disciples' feet.
从这个圣经里头，我们可以看到有三方面的意思。
From the Bible, we can see three points.
第一个可以表示是主在十字架为我们赎罪的死。
First, we'll see the redemption of the Lord on the cross.
所以这个。第一个就叫我们看到主的死。
First, we'll see the Lord's death.
这主耶稣在十字架的死。
The Lord's death on the cross.
这就是主的爱。
This is his love.
他说他爱他们到底。
He said that he will love them to the end.
爱不是单单说的。
Love is just not spoken words.
爱是要有行动的。
Love needs to have actions.
那主爱我们到底的行动什么呢？
What is the action of the Lord love us to the end?
就是他要在十字架上为罪人死。
Is that he will die on the cross for sinners.
而且他爱我们到底，他就要顺服父神到底。
That he, since he loved us to the end, he will obey to the Father to the end.
爱叫一个人能顺服。
Love will cause someone to obey.
所以你看主耶稣在十字架以前他在克西玛尼的祷告。
You see that the prayer of the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane.
就他愿意照着父的旨意来成就。
That he's willing to do according to the will of the Father.
因为这个是对我们说是一个十字架是最重要的。
For us, the cross is the most important.
我们最需要的就是跟神和好。
The thing that we need the most is to be reconciled back to God.
主耶稣借着十字架使我们与神和好了。
Through the cross, the Lord reconciled us with God.
这就是他的爱。
This is his love.
他不是给我们一些什么东西。
He didn't give us some things.
给我们找一个工作。
He didn't give us a job.
给我们一些很好的东西。
Give us some really good things.
他的爱就是叫我们能够跟父和好。
This love just causes us to be reconciled.
所以他就借着洗脚这个动作，这个事情来表示他十字架的死。
Through washing their feet, he would show the death of his cross.
第四节说，
On verse 4, says,
他就离席站起来脱了衣服。
He rose from supper and laid aside his garments.
他就离开从天上来到地上。
He left heaven to earth.
他脱了衣服。
He took off his garment.
就是表示他 道成肉身来到地上。
It manifests that the word became flesh to came to the world.
底下又说拿一条手巾束腰。
Took a towel and girded himself.
这是仆人的形象。
This is the appearance of a servant.
所以这正如在腓立比书第二章所说的。
Just like the book of the Philippians, it says chapter 2.
在腓立比书第二章第六节说
Chapter 2 verse 6 it says
他说他本有神的形象
Being in the form of God
但是他不以与神同等为强夺的
Did not consider robbery to be equal with God
反倒取了奴仆的形象
But made himself of no reputation Taking the form of a bond servant
成了人的样子
And coming in the likeness of man
既有人的样子
Having been found in the appearance of a man
就顺服
And he humbled himself
就存心顺服且其实在十字架
and become obedient to the point of death and the death of the cross
你看见主耶稣怎样的来到这个世上
we see that how the Lord became a man and come to this world
他离开天上的父的荣耀
and left the glory of the Father in the heavens
他降卑来到地上
he humbled himself come to this world
成为奴仆的形象
become the appearance of a servant
而且他还要蹲下来洗门徒的脚
and he also kneeled down to wash their feet
他不是说站的地方可以给洗脚的
he wasn't standing to wash their feet
洗个头可以站着洗
when you wash somebody's head you can stand
但是你要洗一个人的脚你一定要蹲下来
but if you want to wash somebody's feet you need to kneel down
要谦卑
you need to be humble
这就是圣经里头腓立比书第二章所六到八节所说的主耶稣的情形
This is the condition that Philippians 2 verse 6 to 8 says
所以这样的动作不但表示他的死
This action not only signifies his death
不但表示他道成肉身来到地上
Not only signifies the word became flesh
而且也表示他复活和升高
It also manifests that his resurrection and raising to heavens.
在第二十二节说
，verse 12 it says，
他说耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服。
He had washed their feet and taken his garment.
就是他又恢复了跟父同享的荣耀。
That he has restored the glory with his father.
就穿上又坐下。
So he sat down again.
当他复活升天以后。
When he resurrected back to heaven,
父就赐给他超乎万名之上的名。
The Father given him the name that is above all other names.
让他坐在神的右边。
To set him at the right hand of God.
把一切的权柄都赐给他。
To give him all the power to him.
所以他洗完脚以后，他穿上了衣服了。
After he washed their feet, he put on his garment.
他就坐下了。
And he sat down again.
所以这个。这样的洗脚从外面看是一个简单的事情
washing the feet from outside is a simple action
但是这里面却是包含了主耶稣的在十字架上为人赎罪的死
but it encompasses the death of the Lord on the cross
因为他知道人最重要的就是在十字架主耶稣所十字架的死
Because he knew that the most important for a man is to his death on the cross.
那第二方面
second aspect,
这是洗脚也是表示一个属灵的洁净。
Washing feet is a spiritual cleansing.
所以当他给门徒洗脚
when he is washing their feet,
那么第六节说哀悼西门彼得的时候
verse 6 it says, when he came to Simon Peter,
彼得对他说主啊你洗我的脚你洗我的脚吗
and Peter said to him Lord are you washing my feet
因为他觉得很惊奇
he's very surprised
因为洗脚是一个最最低位的工作
because washing someone else's feet is a very low job
都是一些奴仆做的事情
it's the work for the servant
就是同辈之间也没有人为另外人洗脚
even amongst their peers no one washes any other's feet
怎么现在耶稣是他的老师是他的主怎么可以为他洗脚呢
and Jesus being his teacher and his master how can he wash his feet
耶稣回答说我所做的 你如今不知道。
Jesus said, what I'm doing, you do not understand now.
你不知道这个洗脚的意义。
You don't understand the meaning of washing your feet.
但是后来你就必明白了。
But you will know after this.
这也说到我们有好多事情我们不知道是为什么。
This also says that there are many things we don't understand why.
但是过后我们就明白了。
But、afterwards, we will understand.
或者你去申请个工作的时候。
When I go apply for a job.
这个地方也没有回音，那个地方也没有回音。
This company doesn't hear anything. I don't hear anything from this company else.
到底主你要我做什么？
Lord, really, what do you want me to do?
哦，但是后来看见主的最后给你预备的是最好的。
I will see that at the end, the Lord preserved something great for you.
啊，主啊，你把最好的给我。
The Lord has given the best.
主啊，你叫我在这个地方来学习忍耐。
Lord, you've taught me here to be patient.
我们好多事情，我们当时遇到的时候，我们并不明白主到底什么意思。
Many things when we encounter them, we don't understand what do they mean.
但是主会对我们说。以后你就会明白。
But the Lord said, later on you will understand.
彼得就说了，你永不可洗我的脚。
And Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet.
我们没有看到别的门徒怎么说话。
We didn't see other disciples' reaction.
彼得是一个很冲动的人。
Peter is a very impulsive person.
他里头有什么，他就要说出来。
Whatever is inside of him, he will speak.
他说你永远不可这样做。
He said, you shall never.
啊，永不可。
Never do this.
主耶稣跟他说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
And Jesus answered, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
因为反过来意思就是，我这样洗你的话，你就跟我有份了。
We spin this around and say, if I wash you like this, you will have a part with me.
这有份的意思。
With a part with
就是他跟主有一个密切的关系了。
Is that he will have a close relationship with the Lord.
当他主接近了他
when the Lord cleansed him
他就跟主有恢复了交通了。
The fellowship with the Lord is restored.
那么这样一听的话彼得就说了
After hearing this, Simon Peter said,
主啊，不但我的脚，连手跟头啊都要洗。
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
不是一点点有份啊。
Not just a little part with you.
如果洗个脚一点点有份。
Wash the feet is a little part.
我还愿意更多的有份。
I want even more parts.
那就手也洗，头也洗。
So wash my hands and wash my head.
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人啊。只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
Jesus said, "He who is bathed need only to wash his feet, but is then you will be clean."
这个地方讲到我们需要主的洁净。
Here it speaks that we need the cleansing from the Lord.
当我们在世界上地上行走的时候
，When we're in this world,
我们不但不免的。沾染一些灰尘。
We inevitably we will get in touch with some dirt.
那么就需要洗脚，需要洁净。
We need to wash feet. We need cleansing.
所以我们是需要洗脚的。
We need to wash feet.
因为是每天都需要的。
And every day we need to do this.
我们的灵性也是一样的。
Same thing with our spiritual life.
我们在生活在这个世界当中。
When we are living in this world.
周围是一个。败坏一个犯罪的世界。
The world is corrupt and is filled with crime.
我们常常会在里头沾染到一些灰尘。
Constantly we will be in touch with these.
我们会看到一些我们不应该看的东西。
We will see things that we shouldn't see.
这正需要主常常来接近我们。
We need our Lord's cleansing.
主耶稣说，这个。只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet.
这地方给我们看到有两种的洗。
Here we see that there are two types of washing.
一个是洗全身。
One is to wash the whole body.
洗澡。
Take a bath.
另外一个就是洗脚。
Another is to wash feet.
这个全身就干净的是 属于在洗过澡。
After your bath, you are clean.
所以我们看见主耶稣接近我们也是有两种这样的情形。
So we see that the Lord also cleanses us, with these two types of washing.
第一次的话是当主耶稣他的在十字架上的死，他赎我们的罪，当我们相信他，我们就得到他的洁净了。
On the cross that he redeemed our sins, he died for our sins, when he washed us like that, we're clean.
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
when we believe the Lord,
主耶稣的血就洗净我们一切的罪。
His blood cleansed us from all our sins.
这个是包括我们过去犯的罪。
This also includes our past sins,
我们现在犯的罪。
Our current sin,
我们将来可能还犯的罪。
The possible things that we will do in the future.
所以主耶稣用宝血洗净我们的罪，在十字架上的这样的洗的话是一次。
The precious blood washing us like this once.
因为十字架的死，耶稣是一次的死。
Because on the cross, our Lord Jesus died once.
他不是多次的死。
And not multiple times.
他一次就洗净了我们的一切。
Once he cleansed us all our sins.
但是我们信了主以后，我们还会犯罪。
After we believe the Lord, we also continue to sin.
我们还有软弱。
We also have our weaknesses.
所以还需要不断的蒙到洁净。
We also need His continuing cleansing.
所以这个洗全身洗澡是一次。
So bath, wash the whole body is once.
但是洗脚却是多次的。
Washing feet is multiple times.
所以在约翰福音，约翰一书也讲到。
So in First John it also says.
在第一章第九节就说。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
他说我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sins.
神是信实的。
He is faithful.
必要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
约翰一书不是写给那些还没信主的人。
First John is not written to those unbelievers.
而是写给信徒的。
It's written for the believers.
因为信徒还会犯罪。
Because even believers sin.
当然我们也知道主耶稣十字架死的时候已经担当我们所有的罪了。
But we know that on the cross his death bore all our sins.
那我们还要再犯罪，我们还需要来到主面前认罪。
If we sin, we need to come and confess before the Lord.
这个使得信徒的话需要犯了罪在主面前认罪的。
This points to the believer needs to come before the Lord to confess his sins.
那么神是信实的。
The Lord is faithful.
他要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
He will cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
所以我们不需要说我们犯了罪以后我们也没有关系，主耶稣已经担当我们的罪了。
It's not to say that when we sin we say, oh, the Lord has bore all our sins, it's no problem.
我们还需要来到主面前认罪。
We also still need to come before the Lord to confess.
因为我们一犯了罪，不但我们自己受到亏损。
If we sin, we suffer loss ourselves.
还会使得我们的良心啊软弱。
Our consciousness is also weakened.
因为撒旦常常借着我们的失败跟软弱。在里面来控告我们。
Because Satan also condemns us often with our weaknesses and our failures.
你看，你是基督徒。
Hey, you're a Christian.
但是你怎么还会这样呢？
Why are you still doing this?
一想的话，真的，我真的是基督徒还是假的基督徒？
When I think about this, I think, am I really a Christian?
我们良心常常会因着我们的犯罪而受到软控告。
Our consciousness is also often condemned.
撒旦是真是常常利用这样来控告我们。
Satan usually uses these things to condemn us.
所以这个魔鬼撒旦又称作控告者。
So the devil is also called the accuser.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
我们需要在主面前认罪。
When we need to confess our sins before the Lord.
当我们认罪以后，
After we confess,
我们就良心就平安了。
Our conscience would be eased.
撒旦的控告就再没有作用了。
The accusations from Satan will no longer have effect.
马丁路德
Martin Luther
讲到他自己的经历
He said about his experience
他说有一次的话撒旦就把他的罪摆在他的面前
There's one Satan put in front of him all his sins
把这些罪都写在他的墙上
And all these things are written on his wall
你想从小到大这么几十年的话真是有不少的罪
So from his youth to now he had many sins
所以他就觉得怎么会这样
he said what's happening
但他想起主的话
And then he remembered the word of the Lord
主的宝血洗净我们一切的罪
His precious blood cleansed us from all our sins
所以他就拿一瓶红的墨水
So he took a red ink
他就扔在这个墙上
So he threw it to the wall
他说主耶稣的宝血洗净我一切的罪
He proclaimed that the precious blood of the Lord cleansed me from all my sins
所以我们需要认识到宝血的价值
So we need to realize the value of the precious blood
我们需要支取这个宝血的能力。
We need to sustain from this power.
当我们认罪的时候
，When we confess our sins，
宝血的功效仍然是就临到我们身上。
The precious blood is effective on us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你到底在神面前有没有认罪
？So brothers and sisters, have you confessed your sins before the Lord？
哎，你不要说好了，这件事情以后我就再不做了。
Don't just say, okay, I won't do this anymore.
你需要在神面前认罪
You need to confess
这样你的良心才能够刚强
This will cause your heart to be strengthened
你这样才能够胜过撒旦的控告
Such that you can overcome the accusations
所以这个是两种的洁净
So there are two types of cleansing
但是都是主做的
They're all done by the Lord
一次性的主在十字架上的对我们的洁净
OnceFor all on the cross.
这是洗过澡。
That's the bath.
另外一个呢，就是每天每时我们在主的面前得到他的洁净。
Secondly, is day by day, moment by moment, we receive his washing, his cleansing.
那么这个两个洁净呢，有先后次序的。
There's two cleansing, there's an order.
因为主耶稣说，你们是洁净干净的，然而。不都是干净的。
Because Lord said you are clean, but not all of you.
因为这个里面主耶稣知道犹大要出卖他。
Because here Lord Jesus knew that Judas is to betray him.
他说你们这十一个门徒是干净的。
He said that the 11 disciples you are clean.
因为你们都相信主救主。
Because you believe the Savior.
但是这个犹大。他是没有洗过澡的人。
But this Judas, he's not bathed.
虽然耶稣也给犹达洗脚。
Also, Jesus washed Judas' feet.
但是这个洗脚对他是没有什么用处的。
But this washing has no effect on him.
所以我们必须有洗过澡，全身干净了。
But, so we need to be bathed and all our body is cleaned.
然后我们在生活中间，犯了罪，我们在认罪。这就是不断的得到洁净了。
And then in our daily lives, we wash our feet, we wash our feet.
所以洗脚是根据你洗过澡。
So washing the feet is after you take the bath.
这也说到我们基督徒好像旧约的祭司一样的。
This speaks of us Christians just as the priest of the Old Testament time.
我们要看到在出埃及记讲到祭司的情形。
We'll read the Exodus.To see how the priest.
我们要看到二十九章。
Exodus chapter
29. 二十九章讲到，亚伦跟他儿子要，接受祭司的职分。
Chapter 29 speaks of Aaron and his sons to receive the priesthood.
他们要献祭。
They are going to offer a sacrifice.
到第四节。
And verse 4.
要使亚伦和他的儿子到会幕门口来用水洗身
And Aaron and his sons you shall bring to the doors of the tabernacle of meeting and you shall wash them with water
在他们穿祭司的圣服以前
Before they put on the garment of the priest
他们要先献祭
They need to offer sacrifice
然后
and after.
他们要洗身。
They need to wash their body.
这是在29章第四节所说的。
That's in chapter 29, verse 4.
然后到了30节呢、30章呢
In chapter 30.
第十七节
Verse 17,
要耶和华晓谕摩西说
Then the Lord said to Moses,
你要用铜做洗濯盆和盆座以便洗濯
You shall also make a laver of bronze with its base also of bronze for washing.
要把盆放在会幕跟坛的中间在盆里盛水
You shall put it between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar and you shall put water in it.
亚伦和他的儿子要在这盆里洗手洗脚
For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in water from it.
他们进会幕或是就近坛前供职给耶和华献火祭的时候必用水洗濯免得死亡
when they go into the tabernacle of meeting or when they come near to the altar to minister to burn an offering made fire to the Lord they shall wash with water lest they die.
亚伦跟他的儿子在接受这祭司职奉的时候
When Aaron and his sons were receiving the priesthood
他要洗全身
They need to bath
到了第三十章
But at chapter 30
他们每天来到会幕中间要服侍的时候
So day by day when they are to minister in the tabernacle
这里说他要洗手洗脚
Here it says they need to wash their hands and their feet
没有说他再要洗全身
I didn't say that they have to bath
洗全身只有一次
to wash their whole body is once
当然不是说我们今天天天要 洗澡一样的
it's not that we every day we
就想到我们在这个属灵上的洗全身
this is a spiritual bath
但是到每一次他要去献祭每一次他要进会幕的时候
so every time he's to offer an offering or to go into the tabernacle
他要洗手洗脚
he needs to wash his hands and feet
这里特别提到
And here is especially mentioned
这个洗濯盆是在会幕跟祭坛的中间
This laver of bronze is in between the tabernacle and the altar
所以当一个人进到会幕这个院子里的时候
So before they entered the yard of the tabernacle
你看见有两样东西
You would see two things
一个是十字架
One thing is the cross
祭坛所表示的
As signified by the altar
一个是洗濯盆
The other is the laver of bronze
就是洗脚所表示的
Is to signifies washing feet
洁净
Cleansing
所以你不但我们需要十字架
Not only we need the cross
我们还需要洗濯盆
We also need the laver of bronze
每次当我们来到神的面前
Every time we come before the Lord
我们要服侍的时候
Before we serve him
我们正是需要求主再来接近我们
We need to pray for the Lord to cleanse us once again
因为神是圣洁的
Because God is holy
所以他要我们也要圣洁
And he asks us to be holy
要我们每天都过了圣洁的生活
He asks us every day we live a holy life
让我们都能够把世界上所沾染这些灰尘都洗掉
So we can wash off all the dirt we get from the world
这是第二方面
That's the second point
洗脚是表示属灵的洁净
Washing feet signifies spiritual cleansing
第三个
Third point
这个属灵的意思就是一个谦卑的榜样
Washing feet is an example of humility
所以主耶稣跟他们说
So the Lord Jesus said to them
他说我给你们做了榜样
I have set an example for you
叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做
That you should do as I have done to you
他说我是你们的主你们的夫子尚且洗你们的脚你们也当彼此洗脚
You know, I am your Lord and your teacher yet I wash your feet you also ought to wash one another's feet
这里看到这个洗脚的意思是主给我们一个谦卑的榜样
The meaning of washing feet is that the Lord set an example of humility
而且要叫我们照着他向我们所做的去做
And he asked us to follow his example
那有人就把这个当作一个字面来解释了
Somebody took this literally
天主教的教皇
The Pope of the Catholic Church
每到这个受难节
Every time when it comes to Easter,
他们就会找从这个找了十二个人来。
So they will
call forward 12 people.
弄一个金盆, 金的盆,
they'll put a golden lever basin.
教皇给他们十二人洗洗脚。
The Pope will wash all of their feet. 12,
他就在实行这个上面的教训。
To do the teaching of this.
当然，这个洗脚，这十二人啊，脚都已经洗得很干净，他才来洗的。
Though that the 12 people must have washed their feet very carefully before they came.
不像当时门徒，主耶稣跟门徒洗脚的时候，门徒的脚是脏的。
Not like then, when Jesus washed their feet were dirty.
主耶稣那个时候用的盆是一个很简单的盆啊。
The basin the Lord used is a very simple one.
但现在他用的是个金盆啊。
But the Pope is using the golden.
那是不是我们需要在教会里都这么做呢？
Do we need to do this in church?
当然你要做的话也可以，也不是说你就不对。
I can't say that you're wrong to do this.
但是属灵的意思不是你在表面给某个弟兄洗个脚，那就已经能够好实现这样的榜样了。
But the spiritual meaning is not fulfilled that we actually wash someone's feet.
那如果这个是一个需要表面这么做的，
if we do this on the surface,
那耶稣应该在别的福音书也要提到。
If we was to do this literally, Lord Jesus will mention this in
the other gospels. 而且在使徒后来的书信里头也应该提到。
And then the disciples later on in their epistles, they also make mention of this.
但是没有，全本新约圣经中间就是约翰福音只提到一次。
But only at the Gospel of John only mentioned washing feet.
后来的提摩太前书也提过一次，但是跟这意义是不太相同的。
Though First Timothy mentioned washing feet, but it's different meaning.
所以主耶稣要叫我们照着他榜样做，不是照着字面的这样的做来做的。
The Lord asks us to do as what He has done to us, but not literally.
而是叫我们能够效法他舍己谦卑这样的一个顺服这样的服事。
But to learn his sacrifice, to learn his humility, his obedience to do this.
我们不能够学耶稣的死这样的服事。
We cannot learn his death as a service.
但是他在死里头所包含的顺服，所包含的谦卑，却是我们的榜样。
But in his death, we can learn from his obedience, his humility.
所以他说，你们也当彼此洗脚。
So the Lord said, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
所以我们对弟兄姊妹也得有一个有谦卑。
So toward brothers and sisters, we also need to have a heart.
我们也很乐意来帮助，来关心弟兄姊妹。
We also need to be willing to care for the brothers and sisters.
来服侍他们。
To serve them.
从那个谦卑的态度来服侍。
Come with a humble attitude.
我记得好像听过有个见证，好像讲到德国一个基督徒叫 Zinzendorf 啊。这个故事
I remember a German Christian Zinzendorf, his testimony.
他是一个非常敬虔爱主的人。
He's a very godliness and very person loved the Lord.
如果你看到他的传记的话，是在你觉得心里头很受感动的。
If you read his story, you would be touched.
他有个很大的房子。
He has a big house.
所以他很可以常常接待一些从远方来的任何人他都可以接待。
So he has the capacity to receive anybody traveling.
所以他就来的客人啊，进门以后都要把他穿过的鞋靴子放在门口。
So all the guests, when they come into the house, they have to put their boots or their shoes at the door.
但第二天他们起来，
the second day when they woke up,
他要穿着鞋的时候，
when they are to put on their shoes,
看见这个鞋都擦得干干净净了，
they'll see that their shoes are clean and shined.
原来是辛辛多夫，他是给这些鞋在擦得干净。
Because the owner of the house cleaned their shoes.
他是很有地位的人。
He's a man of great position.
他是谦卑的服侍。
But he's a humble servant.
他谦卑为做这个最低位的工作。
He humbled himself to do the most low job.
所以我们在服侍的时候也是这样的。
So in our service, it's also the same.
也有个谦卑的态度。
We come with a humble attitude.
不管这个所服侍的是大的工作或者小的工作。
It doesn't matter if this is a big task or a small task.
或者是高的工作或者低的工作
or seemingly high job or seemingly low job
因为有人常常我们思想里头就认为、站在讲台上的那就高的、坐在底下的就低的、
we think that somebody standing here is a high job but you can't see it's a low job
有些人说那讲道是高的我的厨房里服侍就低的
and somebody would say preaching is a better job but cooking in the kitchen is not
其实没有、
It's not true
在所有的服事工作里头
In all our services
其实没有什么高低
There is no high or low
如果你认为是低的更应该谦卑的去做
If you think it's low、You should do it even more humbly
所以主耶稣说你们要彼此洗脚
So the Lord said you wash one another's feet
洗脚还有一个意思、
There's also another meaning for washing feet
要需要彼此用水来洗脚
We need to wash our feet with water.
水就是表示神的话语。
Water signifies the word of God.
所以我们彼此洗脚，就彼此用神的话，用基督的生命来供应别人。
If we wash one another's feet, that means that we are supplying each other with the word of God.
这就是我们为什么需要聚会。
That is why we need to gather.
为什么需要有个交通
That's why we need to have a fellowship
就是我们可以接着彼此的供应叫我们灵里头生命得到新鲜
So that each one will supply the other so that our life will be fresh
在过去的时候这个兵啊这些兵啊常常是没有汽车坐的要走很远的路、
So in the past the soldiers have no cars so they have to walk
一天可以走一百多里路。
A day they can walk hundreds of miles.
所以等到晚上到了这个营地以后。
So at night when they come to the camp.
怎么能够除去他们的疲劳
?How can they wear off their weariness?
洗脚。
Wash feet.
当你这个洗脚不但洗去灰尘。
You wash the feet, not only you wash away the dirt.
你还恢复过来。
And you will revive.
我们在这个这一生的属灵的道路当中
In our whole spiritual life.
有时候走走啊，是觉得非常累啊。
When we walk, sometimes we feel tired.
聚会啊，聚会的累了。
Meetings are tiring.
又要来聚会了。
I have to come to meeting again.
所以这个有时候在灵里头就很下沉。
So our spiritual heart is just sinking.
不来也不好
It's not good that I don't come
来呢就心又不在这个聚会里头
If I come my heart is somewhere else
人跟我说话我们都懒得跟他说
Somebody's talking to me I don't want to talk to them
弟兄姊妹你有没有这样的灵性下沉的时候
Have you had these spiritual low points
但是有的时候很稀奇啊
But sometimes it's really amazing
当你来到聚会的时候
When you come to the meeting
当你跟弟兄姊妹有交通的时候
When you have fellowship with brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹一句话
One sentence from the brothers and sisters
聚会里头唱一首歌
One song we sing
读的一节圣经
One verse we read
一点点的见证
A little bit of testimony
你里头的灵好像就起来了
Your spirit inside of you seems to come to life
洗脚
Wash feet.
彼此洗脚。
Wash one another's feet.
洗脚不是叫我们来批评别人，你做的哪不对，做的哪个不对。
Washing their feet is not to accuse someone. You didn't do this right. You didn't do that right.
所以有人说，你跟人家洗脚的时候，你不要用很热的水，不要烫着别人。
So when we say you wash their feet, don't use hot water. Don't burn them.
你不要用很冷的水把他别人冻着。
Don't use too cold water. Don't freeze them.
说你在讲的话，你批评人的话。论断人的话，你要讲得很温柔一些。
So the word of your out of your mouth need to be soft.
但是我觉得主要还不在这个地方。
I think that the main point is not here.
因为我们的服事不是只是我们对别人的缺点提出来一些批评。
Our service is not to point out their inadequacies.
我们乃是用生命彼此来供应。
But we are to fellowship with one another with life.
所以我们来到聚会呢，我们就是有预备啊。
So before we come to the meeting, we need to be prepared.
预备从把你从主得来的来供应别人。
Prepared to share, to give what you have.
也预备我们的心来接受别人对我们的供应。
To prepare our heart to receive others.
叫我们的生命常常新鲜的。
That to keep our life fresh.
这就是彼此洗脚对我们的意思。
So this is what it means to wash one another's feet.
但我们从这段圣经里头，我们在思想到主的话。
Through this passage, may we remember the word of Lord.
我们能够在主的面前有谦卑的彼此的服侍。
Before our Lord, we have a humble service.
求主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His words.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们就爱我们到底。
You loved us and loved us to the end.
求主你把这句话常常放在我们里面。
Lord, remind us often of this word.
不管在什么情况之下。
No matter under what circumstances.
都叫我们不怀疑你的爱。
Lord, let us not doubt your love.
主，我们也感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你也把我们放在弟兄姊妹的中间。
That you also put us amongst brothers and sisters.
你不让我们一个人孤独的做一个基督徒。
You didn't let us be a Christian alone.
你给我们有聚会。
You give us fellowship.
也给我们弟兄姊妹有交通。
You give us fellowship between the brothers and sisters.
还有我们能够彼此洗脚。
May we wash one another's feet.
彼此谦卑的服侍。
May we humbly serve one another.
叫我们能够保持一个生命的。好的光景
that we can keep a good condition of our spiritual life.
求主恩待我们弟兄姊妹
Lord, have mercy on us.
与我们同在
be with us.
奉耶稣的名祷告
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.